Many white Americans believe African Americans earn close to what their families make. That's according to a recent study by scientists at Yale University. But it turns out for every $100 earned by white families, black families earn about $57. Marika Claywetter teaches public policy at the University of Washington. She says there are a lot of factors that contribute to the wage gap.
Like the quality of education that people have access to in their neighborhoods and their colleges, like the people that they know and the jobs that those people have. And that kind of networking and social capital lets people get better, more high-paying jobs. And then we know that there still is a lot of bias and favoritism in organizations. People like to hire who they know. So if white people are more likely to be doing the hiring, that means they're going to be more comfortable with hiring white people and people who sound like them and went to the same schools. So all those feed into how much people earn.
So this wage gap, $57 for black families versus $100 for white families. Why did white Americans think that that gap wasn't that wide?
Americans love to believe in the American dream. And so many of us really believe that if we work hard, we can get ahead. And that story is so big in our heads and so important to us feeling we should work hard and it'll pay off in some way. I think we believe that other people also will work hard. And if they work hard, it will pay off. And so it's hard for us to see the big systemic elements like racism that also feed into how much people earn.
This Yale study also found that for every $100 in wealth held by white families, black families have about $5. What does this mean, this difference in wealth?
Right. Wealth is what we accumulate. For most Americans, their biggest component of wealth is home equity, so the value of their house. Savings, retirement plans, all of those are wealth. And one of the things that we forget about, we're working hard trying to save dollars, trying to buy a house, trying to put our kids through college. All those things are made much easier if, for example, you have parents that gave you the down payment for the house, or if you have parents who helped you go through college. Those kind of generational increases in wealth are really important, and that's the most important element to wealth for most Americans.
And many white Americans assume that discrimination is a thing of the past, but society is still very unequal in many ways. What barriers are there to economic equality for African Americans?
Many of the barriers are about where people live, the quality of schools. If you think about what it takes to get to college and get to a college-level job, which is really where the money is in our current economy, it takes a good primary education. Which makes you sets you up for success in high school and to graduate from high school. So the quality of education is huge, and that is very much dictated by where we live. And we know there's a lot of residential segregation. Also, things like differences in access to good health care, which health is a huge kind of component to us being able to go to school and to have a good job and to earn money. So that's another piece. So there's so many institutions, even before you get to the job market and who you know and kind of whether you're on a job ladder within your organization, which again is very much segregated by race.
Marika Claywetter, public policy professor at the University of Washington.